Hello and welcome to the Success Secret Podcast with your host Hussein Talib. I am excited to introduce you to a series of conversations with some of the most successful and inspiring individuals from various industries. My aim is to dive into the stories behind their success and explore the knowledge, strategies, habits, mindsets, and wisdom that have propelled their success. Each episode of the Success Secret Podcast will feature a different guest who will share their unique journey, the challenges they faced, and the lessons they have learned along the way. I will also be covering topics from entrepreneurship and innovation to leadership and personal development. Whether you are an inspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned business professional, or just someone looking to improve your life, the Success Secret Podcast is for you. My goal is to bring you valuable insights and inspiration that will help you achieve your own success in business and life. So get ready to learn and be inspired. The Success Secret Podcast starts now. An amazing guest, Chad Hufford, to talk about high performance habits and how to be and become a future-focused person. So Chad is born and raised in Anchorage, Alaska. He grew in the financial industry, but also developed a strong background in athletics, nutrition, and performance psychology. He is the best-selling author, a top-ranked financial planner, and a Dave Ramsey's Smart Vester Pro. Chad brings a coaching mindset and the heart of the teacher to financial planning and investing by empowering others to become better investors through optimal habits. Chad, welcome to this episode of the Success Secret Podcast.
Hussein, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here and a privilege to be able to take some of my experience and wisdom and hopefully inspire and encourage your audience.
Awesome to have you here. So we are going to be talking about high performance habits. So this is like, I guess, a very important topic, because usually when we talk about us as humans, habits, I would say, can be formed and can define our life, I guess, in many ways. But before we talk about that, because this is something I ask every guest that I have, and this is the Success Secret Podcast, and I'm sure that relates highly to that. What is success to you, and what do you see or hear other people say or define success is, and what do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, for me personally, Hussein, success is having the opportunity to impact and enrich the lives of those around me, to leave a legacy, and really have part of my experience being lived out in the people I interact with. So when people look back on their interactions with me, they can say my life was a little bit better because I met Chad, because I worked with Chad. To me, that's what success looks like. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people don't have a good measure of success. And what we do is, if we don't know what's important for us, the tendency is to chase what we think is important to other people. And a lot of times people end up pursuing things that don't fulfill them, that aren't deeply meaningful to them. And I see that a lot in the financial industry, where people make wealth and money the goal, rather than looking at investments or looking at wealth as a tool to build a better life. They look at wealth as the target. That's the be all, that's the end all. And it shouldn't be. I mean, wealth helps you build what you want in life, but it should not be what you are pursuing. And it can get really destructive when that happens.
Yeah, it should be something that helps us along the way, not the end goals. Because eventually material things can go away, I guess.
Well, and it's just the tool. So you think about, you know, somebody building a house. They don't get excited about the hammer and the nails and the plywood and the 2x4s. They get excited about the home that they're going to have. And wealth can help you create a financial house that can add security, can add comfort, can add protection. But wealth is just the investments are just the tools, and it's not something that we need to be getting super excited about. The freedom that investments and wealth can provide, that's what's exciting. The tools themselves probably shouldn't be exciting. And too often, because we make wealth the goal, the tendency is for people to want their investing process to be exciting. It ends up being more speculative, where people end up gambling with their money instead of investing it, because true investments are somewhat boring. It's the small little things that people do every day that build a life of success and wealth. And it's sometimes mundane, and people have to be willing to embrace the mundane in order to build wealth sustainably rather than trying to get rich quickly.
Depending on each individual of us, that it's something personal and it needs some kind of a like kind of momentum to go. Like we cannot jump from A to B, from A to Z, like in a blink of an eye. So that relates to habits, I guess. There is a lot of talk that habit and changing your habits, if you want to achieve certain goal, to change your habits. So how would any human being, especially looking, for example, at athletes in Olympics or whatever, these guys have certain habits, work for a long time to achieve their goals. So how does that relate to the regular people in any place in any place in the world?
Well, I love that question. And as you know, you talk about my background a little bit. I have had the opportunity to work with Olympic athletes and trained some very, very high-level professionals. That was kind of another life, but it absolutely relates, because who we are, that our behavior, our choices, our decisions are the ultimate determining factor in the success or failure that we find in our life. And too often people look at external variables. They look for what is happening around them, the things that they can't control. So when it comes to wealth, people focus on the economy. They focus on stock market predictions. They focus on, local political races and things like that. And all those things can certainly affect how our wealth is created. But the ultimate determining factor are the choices that we make, our decisions. And they ultimately come down to habits. Behavior is mostly made up of habits. Some researchers estimate that up to half of the decisions that we make in a given day are basically not cognitive, that we don't think through them. They're habitual decisions we make. So first, I think we need to become aware of our habits and be clear about our goals. What are we trying to accomplish? You already asked it. What does success mean to you? So people need to identify what is important to them and see if their current actions are in alignment with those future goals. But ultimately, it is behavior change. We as individuals have to be different types of people. We have to become somebody different to reach the goals that we want. And it isn't external change. It isn't external circumstances that need to be different. We as individuals need to be different. And we tell our clients that all the time, Hussein, is it sounds weird because we're a wealth management firm. Our biggest objective is not helping people find better investments. It's helping them become better investors. And those are two completely different things. As we're recording this right now, this is early February. And here in the United States, everybody's all about their fitness journey. On January 1, they're making New Year's resolutions and they're trying to buy a better treadmill or find a better gym. And they're so focused on the tools that they often neglect their own behavior. And here we are, 5 weeks into the new year. So many people have already quit their fitness journey. They've already abandoned their 2024 goals because they were focused on the external. They were focused on finding a better tool rather than creating better habits. So whether it's creating a better business, whether it's creating more wealth, whether it's creating more successful relationships, it all comes down to habits and behavior change. And a lot of times that's taking a big change that we want to make and breaking it down into small, meaningful, bite-sized chunks that we can act on every single day, and not worrying about making a huge change, but making a sustainable change. And that's the problem that people get into in the gym. They try to change too much too quickly. People try to do it in business. People certainly try to do it in finances. And what they do is they try to optimize before they standardize. And what I mean by that is they try to make it perfect before they make it consistent. And whether it's in building wealth or building a better body or building a better business, the people that have success aren't necessarily doing things completely different than everybody else, but they are doing with persistence what a lot of people only do sporadically. They're doing consistently what most people only do occasionally.
Yeah, definitely. So you mentioned a lot of things: failure, behavior, consistency. So these things, like, if someone tries something for the first time and they fail, they would look at it as a failure and never try again. So that's a bad thing. That's in order to succeed in anything in general, you might actually need to try it more than once to be consistent to actually be successful in it. And your behavior, I guess, like our behavior and towards that failure and how we look at it, whether positive or negative, will determine how we are going to go and which path to follow.
Absolutely. And I love what you just brought up because it's important as we are building this pathway and having a blueprint for the person we're trying to become. We need to celebrate the inputs. We need to celebrate the habits, not the outcome. The habit is getting up early and going to the gym. The habit is eating a healthier diet. The habit is saving money and not spending it. But we're not going to necessarily get the results right away. The outcome that we're hoping for comes with time. We need to trust the process, but celebrate the input. Celebrate the actions that eventually lead to the outcome we're hoping for, but not be impatient and not look for things to change overnight. So being wealthy is not what we should celebrate. It's having a consistent habit of saving and have a consistent habit of investing. Having a six pack or having six pack abs shouldn't be what we celebrate. It's eating a consistent diet of good, healthy foods and avoiding the junk food. So a lot of times in life, in our society, we reward and celebrate the outcomes instead of the inputs. And I think to build good habits, we need to flip that. The habit is what we should celebrate. The habit is what we need to commit to. The outcomes eventually take care of themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Like you mentioned, the tools, like having a better equipment, these kind of things, like they don't matter. What matter is like how you look at it and you being resourceful of what you already have. Like you see a lot of people sometimes now, and like maybe 100 years back, they would have a great. But if we're talking, for example, bodybuilding, they would have a great body that now they have much more tools and better tools. But back in the day, they have these 50 years ago, these great bodies, because eventually it's not about how many tools you have. It's about your consistent about using certain exercises. Also, you mentioned dieting. That's very important. Actually, recently I watched a video of a man basically saying that the human body generally if you are just simply sitting down without any movement, will burn per hour about 40 calories or something like that. So you are just sitting down. So if you calculate that, it will go on average between 500 to 1,000 calories a day without moving. So it's not if someone wants to lose weight or something, it's not about the sports. It helps, but it's about the food. So
Yes.
the habits of us, whether it's food, the habits, what we do in our daily lives, the habits of how we sit, the habit of how we communicate our goals, the habit of how we do business. These are the most important things that are going to turn the rewards back to us, whether tomorrow or a year, 5 years from now.
Absolutely. And it's not the thing, the one thing you did one day that's going to make the biggest difference in your life. It's the things that you do every day that matter. It's the little things that are easy to ignore. There's no $1 invested that makes you wealthy. There's no one push-up or sit-up that makes you fit. It's the aggregation, the cumulative effect of all those things, a little bit here, a little bit there, spread out over time, that create the life that we want. However, it can also go the other direction too. A little slip, a little slide, we give in and we don't notice it all at once, but we gradually give up ground, and we're further and further and further away from the person we want to become. So one of the things I like to remind people that there's a phrase that Rome wasn't built in a day. And that's true, but Rome was built every day. A little bit here, a little bit there. Consistency matters. So your better life won't be built in a day, but you have to build it every day. And being willing to make the small sacrifices that are mundane, they might be boring and nobody notices them, but having the trust and the patience to know that those things will provide fruit in the long run. And you mentioned athletes earlier. We celebrate what athletes do in the arena, on the field, on the track, but those aren't the habits that created the greatness that we celebrate. It's everything that happened behind closed doors. It's the training and the grueling workout routines and the sacrifices that nobody sees. The things that we celebrate in public come from the sacrifices people make in private. And that's in athletics, it's in business, and it's in building personal wealth as well.
Yeah, definitely. Because like you have to think, especially now. But the problem is people think sometimes they see this person or that person, they are showing what they already achieve, and usually people sometimes share what success is, and they don't share the journey of that success. A lot of people say this is a millionaire, this is an athlete, this is have a, this one have a great body or whatever, because they see the end result. Like I mentioned, they don't see the journey or the struggle going through that every day for a year or 2 or 3 years. Usually, in sports, Olympics, it takes at least 4 years or maybe more for anyone to achieve a medal. So imagine yourself doing everything, multiple things, your habits every day, whether it's eating, how you move, how you react, how you do business for 4 years, the same thing to reach this one goal that you wanna achieve this gold medal, for example. So it's a very important thing. This commitment to oneself is the most important thing, because if we commit to other things in life, if we commit to materialistic things in life, if we are following only the money amount, money can come and go.
Yes.
What we do to achieve more of it and maybe to spread around and help other people do the same is what matters.
Absolutely. And I think it's also important for people to remember, too, that a lot of what we call overnight success was actually years and years in the making. We just didn't see it. We didn't see the sacrifice. And you brought up something about, we see the results. And whether it's on social media, it's very apparent to see the results of somebody's years and years of sacrifice. But I think another thing that gets us in trouble is we see the side effects of somebody's success, the things that, let's just say somebody who's wealthy, they take the nice vacations, they drive a nice car, those types of things. Those are the things that they get to do because they've built wealth. Those are not the things that built their wealth. I think there's too many people that get it backwards and they try to copy what wealthy people are doing rather than copying what wealthy people did to get there. And the things that they need to copy aren't flashy and sexy and exciting. They're boring and mundane and they're hard, just like athletics. Yeah, I mean, we celebrate somebody winning the Super Bowl or winning a gold medal, and it's awesome to watch them compete. But it's the grueling exercises, like I said, behind closed doors. That's what nobody wants to sign up for. People aren't willing to do the work. And with habits, what we can do by building good habits, we create a connection between our current actions and our future goals. And we can break down a long process into short milestones. So we're not worried about finishing the whole marathon. We're worried about what we need to accomplish today and celebrating a win each and every day, that creates momentum. You already mentioned this. Success is a huge momentum game, and it takes a lot of effort to get that momentum started. So we have to be able to trust the process and celebrate the little victories, celebrate the little milestones along the way, because those are the little building blocks to not just momentum, but to building a better life.
Like I would say maybe 50-50. Like I one time I heard Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about that he loved every curl that he did because he loved his muscles getting burned. And at the same time, for example, Muhammad Ali, sometimes I think he said he did not like to train sometimes, but he knew that with that consistency in training he will be a champion. Like so you could have both views for your habits. But eventually, if you are not forcing yourself within to do whatever necessary to achieve what do you want to achieve, nothing or no one is going to help you. So how anyone Like, can put some kind of, let's say, maybe a framework to help themselves stick to certain habits. Because I read multiple articles that you need maybe 21 days, some say 30 days, some say, I don't know, maybe 60 days. So how would you do that?
Well, let me back up just real quick. I love that you mentioned Muhammad Ali, because during an interview one time, somebody was asking him about his training habits, and they asked him how many sit-ups and push-ups he typically did during a workout. And he said, "I don't know." And the interviewer said, "Well, you don't count them?" And he said, "I don't count them until they start hurting. I only count the ones that burn." And I love that because that's a great reminder that good habits mean that you commit to that regardless of how they feel. Some days you're going to feel motivated. Some days you're going to be excited. Some days it's just going to hurt. But the idea of having healthy habits is that you do it regardless. And sometimes when it hurts, those are the habits that count the most. So back to your question about frameworks, it's really important to make your habits obvious and try to make them as easy as possible. So whether that's saving money, you try to automate that. Whether it's money coming out of a paycheck, whether it's you have money automatically taken out of your checking account and put into some sort of an investment vehicle. Maybe it's paying down extra on a car loan or a mortgage. You don't want to have to make that decision every single day or every single month. So as best as you can, you automate those things. And some things can't be automated, like choosing healthy food. So there's a couple of things we can do. We can make the easy habit, or sorry, make the good habit easier by preparing our meals in advance. So when we're hungry, we don't have to make a meal. It's already there, it's already ready. But also, we have to make bad habits harder. We don't keep the unhealthy food in our house. So when we get hungry, we'd actually have to drive down to the store to get junk food. And same thing with finance. It might be deleting your credit card from your Amazon account. So every time you want to purchase something, you have to go find your credit card, type in the number. That's a small little thing, but it's important inside frameworks to make good habits a little bit easier, make bad habits harder. Another thing is to start small. Like I said, it's about sustainability, not perfection. Don't worry about making your habit perfect. If somebody's trying to get in great shape, they haven't been working out, don't start doing, special forces workouts. It might just be walking a mile or walking down to the end of the block and back if somebody's just getting started. But it builds those habits. There's a great book called Atomic Habits by a guy named James Clear. And he talks about the 2-minute rule. If you're trying to start a new habit, start with something that only takes 2 minutes. So if you're trying to read more, don't worry about reading 5 or 6 chapters or even an entire chapter. Read 2 pages, spend 2 minutes. If you're trying to get in better shape, do jumping jacks for a couple of minutes. If you're trying to journal more consistently, you have to worry about writing this beautiful long piece of prose. Just jot some ideas down for 2 minutes. So again, it's breaking down a big goal into small habits, making the good habits easier and more obvious, and making bad habits harder. I think all of those are important frameworks for building consistent, lifelong habits, because that's what it takes too. It's like I said, it's about sustainability. Good habits start small, but they build big things if we give them time to work.
Yeah, definitely. So, what would you say the best advice and the worst advice that you have ever been given?
One of the best pieces of advice that I've ever been given was to focus on inputs and not outcomes. Focus on what I could control. So the outcome is usually what our goals are based on. Whether that's losing weight, making more money, getting a degree or promotion, but the inputs, what I can control is exercising more. It's getting up earlier. It's studying. It's reading more. So trusting the inputs and celebrating the inputs. So the win doesn't become the outcome. The win is the effort that I put into it. So that's some of the best advice I've ever gotten. Focus on inputs, not outcomes. Some of the worst advice that I've ever gotten is being conditioned to look at life as what you can get out of it. And looking for opportunities to benefit you, and basically looking at life as a grab bag of things that are there for you to gain from. Because I mean, you can certainly make money that way. You can certainly build wealth and maybe business success, but living a life of selfishness is a very empty journey. And I think if we look at life for opportunities to serve others and to impact those around us, if we take care of other people, we will be taken care of. And I believe that. So you might even be doing some of the same things, but it's the perspective, it's the mindset behind it. Going through life with a service mentality oftentimes builds great success, but it builds it in a much fulfilling way than looking at life as what you can get, what you can take out of it.
So every decision that we make, we should try to make it as much as possible of a decision that is will have not only the end goal that we want to achieve, but every decision should be enabling us to move forward with each habit or each setup or every step that we do every day until we reach the end goal. As you mentioned, it's focusing on the inputs rather than the outputs, because eventually, if we do that repeatedly, it will become automatic and we will definitely get the output as a result of our input. Like, it's known that you always get the output as what you put in, so it makes complete sense.
Yeah, the results will come. The outcome will take care of itself if you take care of the inputs. And also, just to reiterate, celebrate the inputs. If you lose 10 pounds, that's great. But celebrate the fact that you went to the gym, you got up early. If you get the promotion, absolutely reward yourself. But reward yourself for taking the online course, for doing the extra studying, for coming in a little bit early and doing what others aren't willing to do. Those are the things that we need to be willing to celebrate and reward ourselves for, because that's how we build momentums, or sorry, that's how we build momentum that will eventually lead to the outcomes that we're hoping for.
Yeah, I guess that's why generally in the military they stress making your bed, because it's actually a good start of the day in general, because it sets you up for success in general for the day, because you need to help yourself use the resources that you already have, not looking for more or better resources like we mentioned earlier. So can you add something that you think we missed talking about here that is very important for people to know?
Not so much, but maybe to tie this in a bow, Hussein, is just to remind people that they have agency over your lives. I love that idea that you mentioned, making your bed, because it's something that's absolutely in somebody's control. They can't control how the day goes, but they can start out the day with a victory by doing an excellent job making their bed. And it may be a small thing, but it starts out the day with positive momentum, and it reminds them that they have agency. They may not be able to control everything, but they can control some things, and that's what they need to focus on. So I believe that your life, your success will ultimately come from the ability to take ownership of decisions, take responsibility, even if things happen that are not your fault. It still might be your responsibility to fix it. So take ownership and reclaim agency in your life. That would be kind of my final thoughts to as we talk about high performance habits and building the building blocks of a better life. But it is taking ownership, and it's taking responsibility to do the things that you can control and let the outcomes take care of themselves.
Yeah, what you mentioned there is very important. Like in life, we cannot control everything. There's some certain things or circumstances that are out of our hand. And if it's out of your control, you do not need to shout or use your horn in the traffic lights or something about it. I guess that's fun. So you need to look at what you can control, and you need to be consistent, and you need to look within yourself and not blame the other people around you or whomever is do you think is controlling, because eventually you can control your own life, I guess, by looking inside first.
Well, and I think it's also, we spend so much time complaining about the things that we can't control that it often distracts us from the things that we can influence. And it's important for us to be able to look past those things. They still might be important. I'm not saying that things you can't control aren't important, but we have to look through those. We have to look past those so we don't miss the things that we can influence. And that's where our focus should lie.
Yeah, definitely. We need to focus on the target and be consistent at it. So, Chad, where can people learn more about you and get in contact with you to learn more also?
Our website is veritasalaska.com. And we've worked with folks all over the United States, but it's Veritas Alaska because Alaska is where we were founded. You can also find us on LinkedIn and Instagram. On Instagram, it's veritas.alaska. And we try to always have encouraging and uplifting content put on there, but also educational. So encourage people to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. And also, as from what I understand, you have a book coming in a couple of months. It's actually in April. So, what's the name of the book and what's it about?
The book is Forging Financial Freedom, and it's about the mindsets and the habits necessary to create a life of sustainable wealth and financial independence. So it's a lot of what we talked about. It's the little things, it's the mindsets, it's the perspectives to build a life of financial freedom and to use wealth as a way to create a more abundant life.
Awesome. Well, Chad, thank you very much for joining me for this one of the Success Secret podcast. Really nuggets and amazing knowledge that you shared with us here today. And habits are very important. What shapes our life as human beings, I guess, at the end of the day, is our daily habits. So that is something that we all should focus on more. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.